Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Families have a lot going on. Let Ollie help manage the mental load with new cognitive health supplements for everyone 4 and up, like delicious Lolly Focus Pops or Lolly Mellow Pops for kids. And for parents, try 3 new Brainy Chews to help you focus, chill out, or get energized. Find these cognitive health buddies for the whole fam at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Hi, everybody. This is Helena Hart. Welcome back to my Master Your Magnetism podcast. I'm talking with Rory Ray again today. I'm so excited for this conversation. For those of you who aren't familiar with Rory, she's a world-renowned feminine energy, love, and relationship coach for women. Welcome, Rory. Thank you so much for joining me.
Oh, hi, Helena. It's so wonderful to be with you all the time.
I'm so looking forward to this topic. In our last episode, we talked about how to tap into your feminine energy and attract what you want in any area of life, not just dating and relationships. And that episode quickly rose to the top 5 episodes of all time on my podcast. So we wanted to expand on some of those concepts today and also talk about some brand new material that you haven't shared before. Is there anything you want to say before we dive into this topic?
Just that I've really noticed that this is a big deal now. We're just all kind of learning that it's very hard to be in your feminine energy with a man if you're in your masculine energy the rest of the time. We're focusing on the rest of the time and how that will make love so much easier.
I know in some of the early material, very, very early, probably more than a decade ago, the idea was you're in your masculine energy at work and then you switch to your feminine energy when you're with a man. Have you sort of evolved over the years? Do you have a different view of all of this now, just having all of that experience over the past couple decades?
I absolutely do. And the concept I used to have was switching hats, switching bracelets. And the way it works is that we are often not sure where we are in masculine energy or feminine energy, and we need to switch out of masculine energy. So having that knowledge that, you know, we're in these different states of being, there's states of being. One is more mental, masculine. One is more physical and emotional, which is feminine. And if we keep checking in with ourselves, and I love bracelets for that, just check in with your wrist, you know, where am I? Am I leading hand or am I not leading hand? Where am I focusing, in my body or in my heart or in my head? And then to be able to switch out. So that is still very viable and important. Mm-hmm. But right now, I really want us to all access and be in our feminine energy all the time. At work, whether we're entrepreneurs and we've got a million things going on and we're confused and overwhelmed or just really focused, or whether we're at somebody else's work where we're doing projects and have teams, or we're just there for the money, you know, whatever it is.
I have to say, over 10 years ago, when I was just absolutely obsessed with your work and still am, I just feel so lucky getting to talk with you like this and having you on my podcast. That concept changed my life. Changed every single area of my life. Just the awareness of, oh, I'm trying to make something happen. I'm pushing. And of course, that pushes good men away. That actually pushes a lot of things away, like the opportunities you want and everything like that. So just having that awareness of, am I up in my head? Am I in my body? Am I trying to force some situation through action? Or am I leaning back and allowing things to unfold a little more organically? Changed everything for me. So I'm really excited to get into some of this new material of how to come from your feminine energy at all times and what that does. I imagine that would help you start to attract more of what you want, not just in love, but in all areas, like you said, right?
Yes. And I think you hit the nail on the head when you, the word organic. I use organic, original, chaotic, because chaos, I feel like, is the origin of the universe. And I feel that everything that is in origin is feminine energy. And I believe that right now in the world is in chaos, and what it needs is feminine energy. And unfortunately, it's all ruled by masculine energy. And I want to coach activists. I want to coach myself when I feel like jumping out of my skin. And I want my feminine energy, need for connection, love, connection above everything, heart to heart, to rule my personal planet of my life and my family and the way I am with people and the way I am with the world. And I want to help other women to feel that, because it feels so different than the part of you that I have to do this, I have to do that. What could I do? And figuring stuff out. I still use the words figuring stuff out when I have a health issue or something else. But without question, I feel my way through it. And feeling my way through it and trusting my intuition has helped me more than anything else. And that's kind of what I want to share with everybody. How do you do that?
Yes, you read my mind. I was just going to say, if you could walk us through exactly how to do that, because that sounds wonderful. And I would love to be coming from that place more myself. I really have used your tools to attract everything I want. I mean, I'm just living the life of my dreams, but I can definitely feel it when I'm up in my head thinking there's so much I have to get done with my baby and my family and my business. And it just feels like there's never enough time. And that's the worst feeling in the world. That's kind of what I'm dealing with right now personally. And so we could use that as an example, or any example that comes to you for how to get into your feminine energy and come from that place and tap more into your intuition. I would love to hear exactly how to do that.
Well, let's use you as an example and me as an example. And Imagine the questions that I get from women. It seems like we're all in the same place. And you said the word time. So let's say there isn't enough time. Well, you know what? There isn't enough time. I've stopped this. I have all the time in the world. And at the same time, there is all the time in the world. So here we have a dichotomy. And I think this word, dichotomy, or all of these options are the solution to everything. And I'm kind of working my way through this. I always do that with you. Is this, if I don't have enough time, but I have all the time in the world, how can that be? All right, let's say it has to do not with the reality of how much time there is, but with the urgency I feel inside myself. So first step would be to recognize when you feel urgent. Oh, I got to do this. Oh, I got to do that. Oh, I'm forgetting this. And then if your husband is like my husband, he'll just walk into the room when you're juggling five thoughts and add a new one. Hey, are we doing this? And all of a sudden you start to jump into that one. And it's just like that upsets the apple cart. There's just, you know, not enough space to hold all of these things. Does that sound familiar at all to anybody, to you?
Definitely. Or actually, it could be the other way around. I know my husband is so amazing. He does so much. I could just talk all day about how much he does for me and the family and our baby and everything. It's amazing, and working long hours and being very busy himself. And so sometimes I feel like I'm the one that introduces something else, another thing to add to the plate. And it just seems like this thing we're dealing with together, not having enough time, wanting more time just to spend together as a family, because that's our favorite thing in the world. So I can see how it would go both ways. I do that too sometimes.
I think I do too. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, this is all different things for different people. It's uniquely you. Okay. So if you're out there and you have a unique situation and your office is a mess, your house is a mess, you just want to sit down and watch TV, you got a cold, you have a schedule, you got 40 million schedulers. Okay. So let's just sift through all that to start. All right. So first thing, recognize the sense of urgency and not wanting to be there. Recognize a sense of overwhelm. Recognize a sense of chaos. Recognize a sense that there's so many needs. And recognize that some are going to be priorities. Some are going to come first. Some are going to go down the list. Okay? So masculine energy would be, I make a list and then I put it in order. What's important? What's not important? Okay? Mm-hmm. Well, when you do that, you might feel good. You might not feel good. Most of the time, I don't feel good with that because I expect that list to be like something with meaning. And then I go through it and I don't like it anymore. So what I do is super temporary lists, something I call the evolutionary to-do list, which is in the Business Sirens Handbook.
Yes, I'm going to include a link to your Business Sirens handbook because it's so inexpensive and I know it's helped so many women out there. So I'll include that in the show notes if anyone's interested in checking it out.
Thank you. That's wonderful. I love that book and I've never met a woman who didn't love it. It puts this whole philosophy together, changing currency from money to love. That currency is love. Okay, that seems really fanciful. And all these things are fanciful and there are tools in there about holding space in a different way, space and time in a bigger way, in a bigger, more expanded way. And I know I've done some expanding exercises with you, Helene, on these podcasts. Mm-hmm. So you already have those. So let's look at urgency, time, and all that. Time management, focus management, all different ways of scheduling. If you go on Instagram, you find everybody's got different ways of scheduling, and now they're focus blocks and all this sort of stuff. Well, let me tell you, when you're in your feminine energy and all of a sudden you want to do something, you're in a focus block. You didn't organize it. Today, for no reason whatsoever, I wanted to do a ton of videos. I'm not feeling great. And usually that makes you want to sit and do something else. But I wanted to do videos. I had no reason. Nobody asked me to. I didn't have it on a schedule, but I wanted to. And, you know, I'm going someplace with family this evening. So usually setting up the camera and all that stuff is just a pain. It's just like the technical stuff I don't want to do. And that stops me. This time, I just wanted to do it so much that actually setting it up, and I keep most of my video stuff out in a chaotic mess, but it's all ready, like a little studio in my office. Mm-hmm. And I just did it. I put it together, and it was almost like I glided over the parts of putting the camera on the stand and making sure I had the thing hooked up and what I'm going to wear and my hair. And the I just glided through it. It was like, I just wanted to do this. I just wanted to do this. Usually when I take a walk or something, I have no idea why, but I didn't question it. And I sat down, and I have some topics written down in a Google Doc somewhere because I'm using my phone. So I have it on my computer and I just started talking and I just started doing, and I knew I was going to be with you also. So I just started talking and I had ideas and I had more fun and I just kept pushing the buttons. And I tried three of my different phone apps, the different video apps that I like to use, you know, the ones that have filters, the ones that don't. And I just kept going and I never got tired. I never felt bad. That is how I operate in my best. So in the Business Sirens handbook, that is essentially meaning just go with what you want as your first move. Just do it. See where it takes you. So that is a clue. Forget the time. Just do what you feel like doing. You want to clean your house? Clean the house until you stop wanting to. Now, if you have a child, the first thing is the child makes a noise and you turn all of your attention on your child. And that is a big one. I want that child to be happy. I want to be happy together. But what has to happen, and this is the part that is so hard, you're going to be with your child. You got to let go of all the other stuff. You just got to let go of all the have to's. You just got to be with your kid. The time goes on and then you didn't finish anything. Mm-hmm. You got to let that happen for a while. You just got to let that happen rather than trying to juggle the have-tos and the want-tos and the have-tos and the want-tos. Stop the juggling. Just do what you want. Try that for a week and see where it takes you. It usually takes you to so much productivity, you're going to be in shock. Before you know it, you're going to be spending tons of time with your kid, tons of time in front of the camera, tons of time on your grocery list, and you had no idea you could do that. All of a sudden, you needed to go to the market. Throw the kid in the cart and you're there. And then you're back. Try that for a week. That will shift your idea of what time is. Instead of having to kind of pull it apart and write it down, schedule on a map beforehand, before you know what you want to do and where your feelings are, that becomes ragged and it leads you to stop being present. And then the time just disappears from you. That's how the time just kind of gets eaten up. Instead, just wash the dish. When you look at it, you go, oh, I'm going to wash that dish. Don't wash the whole sink. Wash the darn dish. You know, put that clothes away that are sitting on the chair. Play with your kid. Whatever appears in the moment and just see how that feels. You know, and then write down how that felt if you like to journal. Then let's work into the more methodical ways. There are a million different ways to schedule on paper. And the evolutionary to-do list goes like this. It's essentially you take one notebook and you just write everything that needs to get done all in a line down the page, and you write it or you do it on your computer. Messier is better. And you don't put them in order. You don't highlight one. You don't circle them. You don't do anything. You just write them all down. You don't even put, go to the market, write the market list underneath. You don't even write them like an outline form. You just write them all. And what happens is you'll start to learn to look at the list and one thing will stand out for you. I can write my grocery list and you'll just do that. Or, oh, I feel like doing this laundry. Oh, I feel like doing that icky job of washing the dog's diapers. And I'm not kidding you. There are things like that. Or plugging in this thing or making sure this is in the drawer. All of a sudden you will do those things and then you'll start crossing those little things off the list. And you know what happens? When you start crossing things off the list, you feel awesome. And then you just keep doing it because you like crossing stuff off the list or you like doing things you're picking. You don't know until you do it. It's like learning to ice skate or something. You can't do it until you get on the ice with the skates. You have no idea how your weight is going to be distributed. You have no idea until you do it. You have no idea how you're going to play the Moonlight Sonata until you sit down and start clinking the keys. And then you may not enjoy the scales, or you may be one of those people who really enjoys doing the scales. You don't know who you are yet in these little tiny bits and pieces. So you got to trust yourself and you got to let the chaos reign for about a week. The evolutionary to-do list is that way. There are other ways. There are these lovely little dot journals where you can make organized pages. To me, that is a big job. I have a little journal and I haven't really done a thing because I really don't want to set up the pages. And that is the problem. The setup, the damn prep. If you watch baking shows, you see the prep. Or cooks, a lot of people love to cook, but how much prep is there and then cleanup? They don't mind though. They don't mind the prep and they don't mind the cleanup, or they let somebody else clean up, but they don't mind the prep because it's part of the whole want. Well, the same thing for you. The same thing for whatever is on your mind and not getting done. I have cute little notebooks with pictures on them and I tend to like those and I just write things down and then I turn the page. I just cross off the last day's page and then I start a new page. Temporary, so I do not get stuck in the order in which I need to do things. And the shock of it is, from day to day, the list changes so much. All of a sudden, you realize how much you got done on the day before, and you're just letting it go anyway. And then now you got new stuff. And you never know when your child's going to need you. You never know when you're going to get hungry if you're home. You never know when something's going to fall apart in the tech world. You kind of have to wing it, and winging it is feminine energy. So that was a few ways to get started. So let's go back to the whole idea of there's not enough time. There isn't. There's 24 hours a day, and you got to sleep 8 of them. Mm-hmm. During that time, you got to get work done. You got to get your house taken care of. You got to take care of yourself. Oh my goodness, self-care. Where do you fit that in? And you got to do stuff for other people, and you got to go out, and you got to hang out. And all of a sudden you start feeling like you got to sacrifice stuff. Well, if you work from the want, the sacrifice, you don't do that stuff. Sacrificing stuff backwards. Doesn't that feel yucky? I have to sacrifice stuff to have enough to... No, I just pick things I want to do. Now, we all think we're just going to pick eating sweets and sitting in front of the TV, but we don't. We don't. That's not true. What you're going to pick. I know it's not what you're going to pick. I also have a list on my phone that I like to do. And I look back on them sometimes, but most of the time I outgrow them every single day, and every single day becomes new. And that's the win. Every day's new. You start every day different. You can feel better that day. You can go to a store and find something fantastic. You can do stuff you hadn't planned on doing. The weather's going to change. Like walking my dog is a big deal for me. Walking. I like being outdoors. Well, the rain interferes with me because my dog doesn't like the rain. And it's like, oh. And then all of a sudden I'm lost without a list. And within 10 seconds, I'm doing something else I want to do because you are filled with wants. I'm here to tell you, you are filled with wants, feminine energy wants. And by the way, we're doing a big invitation to the Want Course right now, the Feminine Energy Want Course, which basically gives you 6 steps to get to everything you want, literally, and shifting all the energy that you're living in and all the energy around you through these 6 steps. by constantly dropping out of your brain of complaints and have to's and not enough this and not enough that and all the things you don't like about what's going on, dropping down into your basic big wants. I want to feel loved. I want to feel well. I just want to feel good. All those big ones, the big ticket ones. And then when you're fueled by that, it is amazing how once you find the words to speak that, everything changes around you. And wow, I talked a lot there, Elena. I hope you got something from that.
Oh, I was just hanging on your every word. And I have to say, I have gotten really good at what you talked about at the very beginning of that segment of just being with my child and being in the moment and letting go of thinking I have to do things. I think earlier in this year, we're recording this at the very end of 2023, we did an episode, maybe a couple episodes ago, about how I am trying to let go of multitasking. And I have gotten so great at that. And it's changed everything for me. I just love everything you shared on that. And I have a question, actually. I think this relates to me personally. And I think a lot of women, especially if they have their own businesses, feel this way a lot. The way you described wanting to set up the camera, wanting to put makeup on and get ready and do videos, I love that feeling so much. It's been probably years since I've felt that way. And I really miss that. What if you don't really feel that way that often and you're not really getting a lot of things done and you've made peace with that? Do you have any tips for women who don't feel inspired and they want to feel more inspired and just get that want back and flow through their desire so they can come from that place when they're working or really doing anything in life?
Oh, yeah. Oh, my goodness. Well, here's the important part. Feminine energy is inspiration, in which you're feeling the want and the inspiration all the time. It's there. Something's blocking it if you're not feeling it. What is blocking it? Okay, so let's all ask ourselves, what is blocking me from wanting to go for a walk right now? The feeling that I need to do something else. Mm-hmm. The feeling of mulling over something in my mind. Something's bothering me. I need to figure it out. I can't do that right now. What is it? So go ahead and feel through it. In other words, what is it about setting up the video camera that doesn't feel good? It might actually be a technical thing. Well, I don't have the right lights, and then I stand here and this, and then I have to do that and this. So that's easy. One day you go, I want to set that up. And you put your little tripod at the right height with one chair, that when you sit in that one chair, it's at the right height. Uh-huh. And make sure you get a tripod that turns up and down so you can turn the camera sideways or however. Find the apps on another day. Find the apps, the favorite ones. I like YouCam if you want to sit and also record it and then also download at the same time. So that takes double time. I like Beauty Plus if I'm not using YouTube because it's not as high quality. And I do camera and then put it in a filter if I need to later. So three ways of doing it. And then also other ways of filtering out and blurring the background and, I don't know, making my eyes stand out more, whatever. So those are things that you have to want. So how do you want those things? Well, most of the time you just don't even know about them. So how about your first one is just to get to know this stuff. Do I like my tripod or is it a pain in the butt? Get a tripod you like. Okay, like your pieces. You know, if your phone isn't operating, you don't like your app, you know, ask somebody, what apps do you use? Try the ones I just suggested. Okay, so this is specifically for like entrepreneur doing social media and stuff. So you just don't like doing anything. So get your equipment so it's all ready and waiting for you like an invitation. And each step of the getting it ready is like the prep and cooking. So make sure you feel like doing that one little thing. It might take you a month or more to get the pieces together. Don't push it. You know, get yourself a mic that plugs in. It took me forever to get a thing that plugged into my computer so I could use both my mic and another thing because the computers no longer have all these little places you can plug things in anymore. So right. It took me a long time to do that. Why? Because I guess I was stopping myself and blocking myself. So just kind of ask people, well, you know, spend a little time researching. What do I need for this? What do I need for that? Pay somebody to tell you how to do it, for heaven's sakes. And then just set up a little corner with a light and this and that, you know, and all of a sudden, trust me, you're going to want to step into that and do it. Nobody has a business that they own who doesn't want to get something done. You don't get to want the business in the first place. Now, I myself am experiencing turning my business over in a lot of ways to people to admin it. And I want to tell you, it is magical. It is magical. All of a sudden, you stop doing the things you don't want to do, and you start loving the things you do want to do. And then all of a sudden, the wants just open up into more things that give you more options to do different things rather than more have-tos. So we've got to move from this have-to space to the want-to space. So whatever is blocking you, start looking at that. Why don't I want to go there? Why don't I want to do that? Well, I just kind of lay around. Why? Because I feel distressed because I don't want to. Okay, well, what would make it more fun? My office is like a 60s mod room with colors and plastics. Every time I step into it, I feel good. It is not designed like the rest of my house. Okay, what do you want? Exercising. Is that a good thing to say? How did I get to exercising? I happened on a physical therapist who's a young man, and every Thursday night on Zoom for very little money, less than joining the gym, we show up in Zoom together and we chat while I work out. And it makes me enjoy it because I enjoy talking with him and doing it. And then the endorphins come in and I know I really enjoy doing that. If I keep pulling on that thing, I love feeling strong. I just love it. It's amazing when my hip doesn't hurt. If I let it go for 3 days, though, I don't feel like doing it again. I am blocked because I feel like I didn't do it. And so now it's a big deal to do it again. So I need a little kind of a reason to want to do it. So I just sometimes lay on the floor, and before I know it, I'm doing push-ups. Before I know it, I'm swinging my legs. Find the ways that get you into the place where you want. If you love cooking and all of a sudden you don't like cooking, you have to stand in the kitchen. You got to stare at the kitchen. You got to stare at the pots. And pretty soon you're going to say, I want to boil that. I want to eat that. It's going to leak out. And then you go, but I don't have time. And that is okay. Maybe I don't have time, but let's do it anyway, because I want to, and see what happens. The only pull on you is maybe an appointment or your child. So see what happens if you teach your child how to cook and how to watch you cut up foods. There are so many ways to let the want happen as opposed to stopping it. Did that sing to you at all?
It really did. Thank you so much for diving a little deeper into that. And I can see how that would help women who are single and want to put themselves out there too. I hear from so many women who say things like, I know I need to meet men. I should probably online date, but I just am not motivated, probably because of some bad experiences they've had in the past. It just seems like it's something that you can put a lot of work into and not get a lot of traction or the results that they want. Do you hear that as well from women who are out there dating or really in any area of their love life?
That is crucial. Nobody wants to navigate the apps. Nobody wants to date. Who wants to do that? I'm here to tell you. You can enjoy it. You can want to. There's so many ways to fix that. Shall I just list them for you?
I would love to hear that. Yeah, I think that'd be really helpful.
Online dating is a mess. Yes. And now that we're basically done with the bad COVID, you can go out now, right? And you don't always feel like going out, right? So let's do combination. The apps are a mess, but do them anyway. Just like brushing your teeth, do it anyway. Just brush your teeth. So do it anyway. So how can you enjoy the apps? Well, this is where you want to hire somebody. Hire a newish coach. I'll get you a brilliant coach for less than you can even imagine, who will hold your hand through the whole thing, tell you what to do, be on Voxer with you when you're miserable, and you're not alone. It's just like me not being alone with my physical therapist on Thursday nights. It helps. So this is where you hire people. It's not a long-term thing, just somebody to do the icky parts of telling you how to use the app, making you go into the app while you're actually in a coaching session or talking over Vikes. Okay, I'll do this. And then you just do it. Then you just leave the house and go on a date. You just do those things, not because you have to, but because you want love. And you want it so much. You want a great relationship so much. I mean, look at what Elena got here. Look what I got. And trust me, we both went through it. Everybody goes through the blocks and the icky stuff in order to get to the magic. You just can't help it. It's growing up. It's like growing up. You got to go through the growing pains. So You just don't want to do the have to stuff. Let's see who you can get to help you with that. The apps are so helpful. They put people in front of you. You know, join them all. Spend your money there. Spend your money on somebody to hold your hand. Don't spend your money on getting your hair done. You know, that costs a lot of money. Do it yourself in your bathroom. Don't spend your money on expensive clothes. Go to the stores that are discounted. Don't buy a new dress every other day. Don't get your nails done. Do it yourself or don't do them at all. Men don't care about that whatsoever.
That's true.
So spend your money on somebody to help you go to where you want. The looks thing is not going to help you get what you want. However, you want to look pretty for you, right? So do that. If you have money everywhere, spend it everywhere. But if you only have money to get the love you want, get somebody to hold your hand and walk you through it. Just get done what you need to get done till you get the hang of it and start to enjoy it. And then it's like, whoa, well, that guy was an idiot. That guy ghosted me. Ah, thank you. Thank you for just not showing up again so I didn't have to deal with you. Yay. So you just go through this stuff and then pretty soon, like me, magically meet your guy out of nowhere. Like Helena met her guy out of nowhere. Because it's taken you so long that already tells you that you're looking in the wrong place. You're going to have to feel your way through a relationship and you might need help with that. Or you might, you know, just get into it phenomenally just from the programs and listening to Helena here and listening to me. So there was a lot of things combined, but you just get on the apps, go to the meetings, go to the coffee shop, go to walk in the park, try to do things you like with the guy, you know, walk here, go to a shopping mall. You know what you can do? If you got a kid, meet him at the grocery store. Meet him at the grocery store, public place. Walking around, talk to him. If it's not a good match for you, just say, I'm sorry, this doesn't work. Don't meet somebody in person at all until you've met them over Zoom if you feel nervous. There are a million ways to overcome your own objections. I just made that up. Overcome your own objections by keying into this want. I want to feel love. Sitting here in this chair watching TV isn't getting me what I want. It is getting me rest, but it's not getting me what I want. So what do I want? Okay. And then feel the pull of the want to get you out. You know, go places. If you don't feel good when you go to church, don't go. If you feel good, go. Go to dating mixers. You know, speed dating is back in fashion. Go on all these things. Go to meetups. I love meetups. You go to art meetups. You can go to language meetups. You can go to explore museums meetups, hiking meetups. Terrific ways to meet people and practice your skills of opening up, smiling, listening to other people, sharing. And if you need a coach to help you with how to navigate new people when you're an introvert, that would be helpful. You know, there's tons of introvert coaches out there who are magical about helping you not feel like you have to be, you know, a dancing on the table person in order to meet Mr. Right. To actually use your sensitivity as a magnet to pull in these guys. So getting on the apps, getting yourself out because you want love, and learning all the ins and outs and having somebody stand by you. Don't do things that don't get you where you want. Don't do things with your girlfriends that are not getting you to the love you want. If they supply the love for you, that's great. If they're not, if they're pulling on you, don't do it. Don't go to the movie theater and sit and watch a movie by yourself if that makes you feel depressed. Sit in front of the TV and eat something if that makes you feel good, because every time there's a commercial or every time you can get up and go to the bathroom, you actually say, wait a minute, I want to do this now. And you start making a recipe for something else. So the want process that I was talking about before, that will really help you feel so strongly about this end result that you want that you no longer get in your own way. So if it's business, same thing. Maybe if you can't find any want to, you're in the wrong business. You're working for the wrong company. Mm-hmm. You're doing the wrong thing. When I was a bookkeeper, it just felt like one big have to. And then I became a coach and I didn't know what I was doing. So I stayed a bookkeeper. And then all of a sudden, one day I got the hang of, oh, this is how I become a coach, which is not like they taught me. I'm going to become a coach by doing what I feel and what I know. And it just came out somehow magically. I never thought of myself as a creative person in that way before, but the door opened. So think about this. The door opens to open you into what you want. It will lead you step by step. Every step is a want that you want to do. You don't try to jump ahead to the thing you think you need to do. You just keep feeling your way through it. And then the magic happens. Getting back to the beginning, it feels like you have all the time in the world. Without scheduling yourself that way, you stop relating to time in there isn't enough time way. All of a sudden, you get to the end of the day and you feel full, like you did a bunch of things you wanted and they felt good. That feels like you have all the time in the world. And that is how we solve all of this problem.
That is so beautiful. I can't wait to go back and listen to all of that myself over and over and over. I feel like I could just get something different out of it every single time. And I love what you said too. What really struck me is when you talked about how this isn't going to be forever. The apps specifically are going out and meeting men. I think a lot of women can feel like this is just something they're adding on to their life that they're going to have to do forever and ever and ever. And it's not motivating. They don't want to get started with it because there's not a lot of really motivating pieces to that. So it's just a short period of your life where you're doing this and then you meet the love of your life and it was so worth that short little part-time job or part-time thing you did for that small period of time in your life. So that was amazing. And I can see how that would really relate to anything you want to do, but you feel like you're blocked over it, like working out, like you said, or doing something with work, starting a business. I love what you said about having a day job and then becoming a coach. I had that exact same experience. As most people know, you were the person that trained me to become a coach over 10 years ago. And I know we're actually getting to the end of our time here. I wish we had all day. I know we could just talk for hours and hours about all of this. How can people get some support if this is something they want to do, come from their feminine energy to maybe start a business or become a coach, or even if they don't want to become a coach, attract what they want in love or in any area of life? I'd love to hear anything you have going on right now where people can get some extra.
Brilliant. You can join Siren Island. Now that is turning into something amazing. This is the membership program. It's just $33 a month. We do almost everything over Zoom. You just have all these masterclasses and stuff happening for you on Zoom. So you can write in the comments. There are coaches there all the time. They're teaching classes. You can join all the time. You could just listen to them while you're doing something else. And I show up once a month to do my video cast. And you can be there live over Zoom and talk to me and have questions. So that can be a way to start getting things going. And then there's private coaching. And then the big one, RRCT, Rory Ray Coach Training, is what trained Helena Hart and was trained so many superstar coaches. And if you have the urge to be a coach and make a living as a coach, we've got you. We'll just put our arms around you and train you. We are all in feminine energy while we work with you. It's unlike anything you've ever heard of before. And it's all live training with tons and tons and tons of digital material. You're on an individual track there. You don't have to be a relationship coach. You can be a confidence coach or self-esteem coach or how to get things done from your feminine energy or just a feminine energy coach. We tailor your training. We custom design everything we set up for your business, your funnels and your sales pages and your names and your brands, to what it is you feel, right? Back to the wand. How do you want to help women? What do you want to talk about all day long? You know, something somebody may want to hear you talk about, maybe feel boring and stultifying to you. So we all want to kind of work from where you're coming from. When you have a session with me, I prompt you, you talk, I type. Before you know it, you've got the whole funnel set up. It's magical when you're in your feminine energy. So if you want to be a coach, there's RCT, the individual track for all those things. But we also have individual tracks. If you don't want to be a coach, we thought this was better than a mastermind that's specifically set up for business and stuff. This way you have a sisterhood of coaches that can help you in a million different ways, professionally and every other way. But essentially, you're going to learn the techniques and the tools to coach yourself and how to be coach-like with other people. So being coach-like with men, it's a tool I use all the time with clients. When you are coach-like with a man, you are in your feminine energy and it's a whole different experience. You're no longer a doormat. You are in feminine energy and it's power. And we use these tools for you to use for yourself and for you to use anywhere you want with men in the workplace, building a business, so that it's sort of like lifestyle, your life, And we're just teaching it in Rory Ray Coach Training. It's coach self-training. We have all kinds of tiers of how you can get what you want from that. The reason most people want to be an RCT is because I'm there. I teach live there. We're all here because we love this stuff and we love doing it. So see how you feel. Buy the Business Sirens Handbook and just get started. And we'll just sort of unravel with you.
That is so great. So I'm going to include links to all of that. I know you mentioned the Feminine Energy Workshop, which is really inexpensive. The Business Sirens Handbook, also very inexpensive. Siren Island is your membership group and private coaching. And also, if you're interested in RRCT, the big program, if you want some real personalized support, that would be phenomenal. I know earlier in the episode, you also mentioned something about a Feminine Energy Want course. Is that something people can sign up for as well?
Yeah, it includes the masterclass. That's open all year, but we're really starting up on January 8th. You know, it's just the most amazing thing I've ever done in an inexpensive program. It's live coaching, personal, private coaching, 6 sessions with pretty famous coaches and tons of materials. I've got 3 masterclasses that I did for this program, and they're all there, like 2-hour masterclasses and Q&As and all kinds of stuff. So there's all of these classes that you have. But the important thing is it's an actual process. You're going to learn a 6-step process called the WANT process, the feminine WANT process, that you can use for the rest of your life. And you'll be able to access it no matter what's going on. And it'll literally change the way you behave because it cuts the old patterns away. It allows you to shift from the don't want into the want, which is what we're talking about, right?
Yes, I love that so much. So I know we just talked about so many different ways to work with Rory and her coaches. I'll include everything in the show notes. Or if you write to her personally, make sure to let her know I referred you because I just love sending women your way. I mean, you just completely changed my life in every single area with your coach training and all your material. I remember probably 15 years ago, I was at my day job and I would come home and you had a blog back then that was pretty active. And I would just have a tab open on my computer. I'd come home from work and refresh it, hoping you had written a new blog post. So I am just blown away by the fact that I can have you talk about some of these really amazing concepts here on my podcast and sharing it with all the women in my community. Thank you so, so much. Are there any last words of wisdom you'd like to share before we close out here today?
Oh my goodness. Just love everything. Fall in love with the pain. Fall in love with everything. Find your feminine energy and be happy. Really, no matter what's going on. And we're here for you. And Helena, you and I should do a masterclass together. And we'll put all the little pieces together for you. And it'll be something that you can keep forever. Lots of different avenues.
That would just be so phenomenal. I would love that. Absolutely. And I would love to bring you back on my podcast again soon. We should probably do this every few months because it's so much fun. It's just one of my favorite things I do, sharing this message of feminine energy and self-love and empowerment and how to tap into all of that to attract what you want, not just in love, but in every area of life. And for everyone listening, make sure you're following my podcast. I have new episodes coming out every week. And if these episodes have been helpful for you, feel free to leave me a rating or write a review. That would help my podcast out a lot. It would help it get shared to more people so we can really spread this message of tapping into your feminine energy and radiating that out. So you'll just naturally become magnetic to everything you desire. This was great, Rory. Thank you again. I really hope we can do this again soon.
Thank you, Helena. I love it.
Bye, everyone. See you next time.
Bye.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
The biggest mistake women make when a man is hot and cold, acting distant, or pulling away is something called a connection barrier, and it only pushes him further away. If you'd like to read about what a connection barrier is so you don't accidentally make it, go to forever1234.com. Again, that's forever1234.com.